The latest computer worm to spread its virtual havoc worldwide shows how virus writers and spammers are perfecting the art of developing the perfect piece of digital bait. MyDoom uses a simple piece of social engineering to entice users. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
Like all good cons, the MyDoom worm depends on trust. It comes in the form of a very official-looking email. Brian Zarni of the email security firm Message Lab says it appears to be a notification that a previous email failed to go through.
It very much looks like a bounce-back message. It looks like it's coming from someone who you might know. It has, you know, an attachment that looks like a text file. It's just very, very simple in the way that it's constructed.
That simple ruse is the key to the worm's survival. Only if the user clicks on that attachment will the MyDoom worm spread to other users. Virus writers who once promised a picture of tennis star Anna Kournikova or a love letter are now turning to sober-looking announcements to trap their prey. Eric Wenger of the Federal Trade Commission says these same tricks are also working for spammers.
Pretending that they're following up on a telephone conversation that you may have had in the past, confirming an order that you may have placed, sending you some sort of warning regarding your computer or a warning regarding an account that you may have.
Authorities used to tell users that fake messages were often full of grammar errors and misspellings. That's no longer the case, as many virus and spam authors are learning that good English skills really do count. But the key to making a message look like the real deal is having the right return address. Wenger says spammers are getting better at making messages look like they're coming from Citibank or Amazon.com.
Familiar trademarks are used by people who are trying to perpetrate scams. And those trademarks will make people feel comfortable about opening a message or providing personal or financial information.
Lying about the return address is now a federal offense under the recently passed CAN-SPAM Act, but that doesn't appear to have intimidated many spammers. These are some of the many ways that the worlds of spam and computer viruses are converging. When the MyDoom computer worm has run its course in a couple of weeks, it will leave behind what's known as a backdoor in many computers. Message Lab's Brian Zarni says this vulnerability will allow spammers to hijack those machines and use them to send spam.
It's certainly a whole new crop of machines now that spammers will be able to use to either relay messages, host pornographic sites, launch denial-of-service attacks.
Denial-of-service attacks can shut down websites by flooding them with messages. Some viruses have launched such attacks against the sites of groups that battle spammers. And all this mayhem often depends on developing that bit of trust the moment an email lands in an inbox. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.